Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. The days are counting, the days are going by, and the Lord has still been faithful. If you know the Lord has been good and faithful to you, I want you to just say a word of thanksgiving to Him this morning. I want you to sing songs of praises to Him and let Him know how grateful you are to be alive this morning. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 16th day in the month of July 2025, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, Obey God's instructions. Obey God's instructions. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 30 from our manual. Hymn 30, when we walk with the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Isaiah chapter 40, chapter 8. And our memory verse is taken from Proverbs 8, verse 10. Proverbs 8, verse 10, which says, Receive my instructions, and not silver and knowledge, rather than choice gold. Receive my instructions, and not silver and knowledge, rather than choice gold. Our Bible reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 1 to 14. 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 1 to 14. From verse 1 it reads, Now Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, and he had leprosy. Now bands of raiders from Aram had gone out and had taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he could cure him of his leprosy. Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl said. By all means, go, the king of Aram replied. I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. The letter that he took to the king of Israel read, With this letter I am sending my servant Naaman to you, so that you may cure him of his leprosy. As soon as the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his robes and said, Am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life? Why does this fellow send someone to me to cure his leprosy? See how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me. When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his robes, he sent him this message. Why have you torn your robes? Have the man come to me and will know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman went with his horses and chariot and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored and will be cleansed. The Naaman went away angry and said, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hands over the spot and cure me of my leprosy. Are not Abana and Phapha, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed? So he turned and went off in rage. Naaman's servants went to him and said, My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed? So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Once again, our topic says, obey God's instructions. Our manual today reads, in 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1 to 7, the widow of one of the sons of the prophet was in debt, and the creditors told her that they would take her children as slaves if she failed to pay the debt. She ran to Elisha for help, and the man of God gave her instructions that seemed foolish. He told her to borrow many empty vessels from her neighbors and pour from the little bottle of oil she had into them. Miraculously, all the empty vessels were filled with oil. A lot of times God's instructions might seem not to make sense, but if you can obey him, you will experience a miracle. Many years ago, the general superintendent of the RCCG, my father and the Lord, Pastor Josiah Akindayemi, told all the church workers at a meeting that the church had a great need that must be met by the following week. He added that all the workers should close their accounts and bring the money in them to church the next Sunday. My wife and I obeyed. We closed our savings account and took the money to church. The following Sunday, Papa said that the need had been met and asked how many people had closed their accounts. I and my wife raised our hands, but when I looked around, no other hands were raised. I began to think to myself, it seems that I have run mad in the name of religion. Then I heard God say, son, you are not mad. I am setting you up so that when I take you to the height I plan to take you, nobody will be able to accuse me of being partial. It is usually not convenient to obey God's instructions. However, if you dare obey, you will enjoy unusual results. In today's Bible reading, Naaman the Syrian went to Elisha expecting a miracle. He expected the prophet to come outside and lay hands on him. But Elisha sent a messenger to him with a simple instruction, go to the river Jordan and bathe 7 times. As long as he kept arguing with the instructions, he remained a leper. However, the moment he obeyed the instruction, he was healed and his flesh became like that of a little child. Beloved, God is always willing to give you a miracle, but you must obey his instructions even when they seem foolish. Today's opening will come to the key point that says, obedience to God's instructions births tremendous miracles and breakthrough. Obedience to God's instructions births tremendous miracles and breakthroughs. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.